God is definitely on the move. Wonderful presence. Hallelujah. Yes. Psalm 66, please. Lord, let your word go forth, penetrate every part of our being, bring us into the image and likeness of your character so that we become armed and dangerous. In Jesus' name. Glory! Psalm 66. Hallelujah. Glory. Whew. Sometimes it takes a minute to readjust, you know? Glory. Verse 1. Let's speak it. Make a what? A joyful shout to God, all the earth. Did you make a joyful shout today? Well, it's the word of God. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your what? How awesome are your works? How awesome are your works? You know, God is revealing his works in multiple ways where many people don't even understand it. The shakings of the Lord are the revealing of his works. Even the chaos that's going on is the revealing of his works. We go through trials and tribulations. We go through ups and downs. We go through sufferings. That's all the revealing of God works. Why? Because he says all things work to the good, to those who love him. Amen? Works. God's works are manifesting like crazy globally, all over the world. Many people don't understand it because they're so caught up in the plagues. They're so caught up in labels, not seeing it. It's God's works that he's trying to bring and show, or what we call reveal his works. He's trying to reveal his works to mankind. Did he not reveal his works to Pharaoh? They all got plagued. Amen? I mean, they were messed up. They tried to get a drink of water, turned to blood. You talk about revealing works of God. And that's where we are right now. It's the revealing works of God. But we've got to begin to recognize this and not get caught up in all the drama and all the chaos. Because there's a lot of drama going on, let me tell you. Sheesh. Dramatitis, you know? That's a plague in itself. Say to God, how awesome are your works, revealing works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth will worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. It's common. Many will try to curse his name, but many will hearts will turn to praise his name. Verse 5, come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. To those who recognize, we are seeing his works. It's awesome. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There we will rejoice in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise be heard, who keeps our soul among the living and does not allow our foot or feet to be what? Moved. For you, O God, have tested us. You have what? Refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net and laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire, through water, but you brought us out to rich what? Fulfillment. I'm sharing with you right now, awesome are his works. It says, come and see the works of God, works that are being revealed right now. Amen. These are works of righteousness and his power. Everything that you see in on globally, everything that the enemy is trying to do, God is saying, look at my works. You know, he still has the last say of everything, no matter what's going on. He still has the last say. And we've got to hold on to that. So what we're actually doing is seeing the works of God. Why? He's allowing exposure to happen. He's allowing the wickedness to play out their course. They wouldn't be exposed if they weren't allowed to play out their course. They'd still be hidden in darkness and unseen. He's allowing them to play out their course and being seen. Why? So that the world can see the works of God move. Nobody's going to get away with nothing. Nobody. No matter what. You're seeing exposure of positions and seats of authority of wickedness. I mean, the world is really seeing more wicked and understanding and interpreting and discerning more evilness than ever before. We are reaching high climaxes of things that are manifesting. And God is allowing us to see these things. So don't get discouraged. Amen? No matter what you're going through, God's going to reveal his works. Amen? He's going to reveal his works. Why? So the world can see. Count it all joy when you go through what? Trials, various trials, tribulations. Make sure your decisions are not made according to worldly influence. It's important. Don't make your decisions according to worldly influence, according to emotional. Because see, worldly influence affects your emotions. Too many people are making emotional decisions, easily offended. They carry corruption. God is trying to clean out the temple to clean out the house. Amen? Praise God. And Psalm 28. Or what we can call works of God. He's revealing his works. The problem is many people are not seeing it. They're not looking at that. They're looking at all the problems and chaos and worrying about all of the things what's coming. If they're going to have a job, they're not going to have a job. If the food's going to be in the stores. If they're going to get affected by a false plague. Look, people are still getting sick. There's a virus and there's a flu going around. It's always been going around. I mean, nothing's changed. They just keep changing the name. I think the next one will probably be Budweiser. You've been plagued by Budweiser. Then we'll get Seagram's. Hallelujah. Wait till they get with tequila. It's going to really be crazy then. And people are drinking it up out there and getting sick. Psalm 28. Hallelujah. In verse 1. Let's speak it. To you I will what? Cry, O Lord my God, my rock. Do not be silent to me, lest if you are silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Ooh, now that's something right there. See, there are those who know God's voice and those who don't. Knowing his voice is vital. And it's not just about knowing his voice, it's knowing about his impressions. It's knowing what he wants. So in this, it's not just knowing his voice, it's knowing his heart. Amen. What is the heart of God? Do you know the heart of God? The heart of God is learned. And it's interpreted and understood by His presence. You can never know the heart of God without His presence. You can read all about it and never know it. It's for us to know the heart of God. Then you know what He wants. Amen? Then you know what pleases Him. Knowing, see, the enemy's always trying to distract us in exchanging the heart of God for the heart of flesh. The carnal heart. The heart of selfish desires. The heart of woe is me. The heart of sorrows. The heart of oppression. The heart of rejection. God's heart is pure joy and pure love. You know, the Lord was reminding me today during the song. And you know, because we get caught up in, we love Him and we want to show Him and we want to please Him and we want to be like Him and we want to do the works that are righteous works that bring His glory. And you know, the Word says, don't forget, or many have forgotten their first love. It was His love that affected me. It was His love that changed me. It was in His presence that His love ripped through me and showed me that He was my Father and I was His Son. It was His love that connected earth to heaven and then heaven to earth. And that's what He's trying to do right now. He's trying to really expose, reveal His works. These are not only works of righteousness, but the works of His love. And the Word says, love one another. Love your enemies. Amen? Doesn't say obey them. Hello? Doesn't say submit to them. Love them. You know, there's a love of God and not a love. There's a difference between the love of the world, because the love of the world is lust. But the love of God carries a different type of love. It's heavenly love. God's love is always heaven-bound. It's always heaven-bound. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Verse 2. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you. I will lift up my hands toward your holy sanctuary. Do not take me away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, who speak peace to their neighbors, but evil is in their hearts. Give them according to the deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them according to the work of their what? Hands. See, their works are being revealed too, aren't they? Render to them what they deserve, because they what? Do not regard the what? Works of the Lord. Nor the operation of His hands. See, they're not regarding, they have no respect for anything that God is doing. In fact, they can't even see it. They can't comprehend it. But you and I can. It says, because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the operation of His hands, He shall destroy them and not build them up. Because they won't give Him honor. You know, it's pretty amazing. Think about all the great things God has done through this president. It's God that did it. Amen? That what you're seeing right now is all the works of God done through this president. I mean, it's amazing, but you know what? They won't promote it. They disregard it. God has used this man to turn this country over in 4 years, which they couldn't do in 300. Think about that. God's works are escalating more and more and more. And we're going to see those works continue because God's going to keep them in office. No matter what the polls say, because they all lie. Remember, these are prophets of Baal that are in these CNN and MSNBC and all of these other, they can't see anything. They're supposed to be news and delivering news, but they carry nothing but doctrines of demons. and they lie. They do not promote anything that is good that God is doing through this man or anywhere else. They are not promoting or regarding, they disregard everything God is doing. In fact, their party has disregarded God. They've denounced God Almighty, even in their big meetings and whatever. They booed God. Isn't that incredible? You think their people would recognize this? That they did not want God in their meeting. Pretty phenomenal, isn't it? You think that people would get that. But they didn't. Man, there's got to be, you have to be plumb demonized to think that you're going to fight against God and win. I guess why it's called stupid. Deception. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Because why they would not regard the works of the Lord nor the operations of his hands, he's going to destroy them and not build them up. So we may see a false buildup, but it isn't building up. Everything's going to crumble. Blessed be the Lord because he has heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving refuge of his anointed. Are you anointed? Amen. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever. We are in a time and season of revealing of God's works and his operations more than ever. More than ever. You know, those that are veiled can't see and those that are unveiled can see. Amen? It is the time of unmasking and a time of masking. It's a mask of deception and fear. Everything you see, chaos, unrest, division, oppression, attacks, are all attempts. These are all attempts of the enemy to prevent the revealing of God's works. But the end result is everything that the enemy does is going to reveal God's work. But does everybody get it? No matter what the enemy's going to do, it's going to reveal God's work. Jeremiah 18. Revealing the works of God. Revealed works. I love it. We really need to have the understanding of this, you know? That will encourage people and help them get through no matter what's going on. You know, if God be for us, who can be against us, right? Everything's going to work to the good no matter what. As long as you and I stay in position and stay connected. It doesn't matter what the courts say. It doesn't matter what the world says, that all the laws say of the world. It doesn't matter what they say. We're above all law. We are submissive to a higher law. That doesn't mean you're going to go out and run stop signs and get away with it. Amen? In other words, we submit to the things that are righteous because we know that only God puts things in law that are righteous and just. The enemy puts things in law that are unjust and unrighteous to support their agenda. And that's what we're not submissive to. We are submissive to the ways and the laws of God. Jeremiah 18, verse 1. Let's speak it. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he what? He made it again into another vessel, and it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, how can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look at the clay is in the potter's hand. So are you in what? My hand, O house of Israel. The instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon him. The disaster that he thought, so is God's works also associated with disasters? Yes. Again, he's revealing. Remember, the earth is shaking. It is shaking. The core of the earth is shaking. Verse 9. And the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it does evil in my sight so that it does not obey my voice, then I will relent concerning the good which I said and would benefit it. So in other words, he would hold back. So he's made promises to everyone, but there's conditions to every promise. There's conditions in covenant. There's conditions. Everybody wants something from God, but he says you must meet the condition to receive it. The word says after you've done the will of God, then the promise is released. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Now, therefore, speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, behold, I am fashioning a disaster and devising a plan against you. Return now, everyone, from his evil way and make your ways and your doings what? Good. So all what you see right now, God is allowing. Does everybody get it? Why? He's exposing and revealing his work. So he's revealing the enemy's works, and then he's revealing his works. Hallelujah. Romans 9. Anybody get touched today? Romans 9. Verse 14. Romans 9:14. Glory. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I have compassion. So then, it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, for this very purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. Wow. Therefore, he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills, he hardens. You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who has resisted his will? But indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Will a thing formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this? Does not the potter have power over the clay, for the same lump to make one vessel for honor and for another what? Dishonor. What if God, wanting to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had prepared beforehand for glory, even us whom he called, not of the Jews only, but also the Gentiles. And he says also in Hosea, I will call them my people who are not my people, and her beloved who is not beloved. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they shall be called sons of the living God. Powerful. Revealing works of the Lord in the molding of his people. See, so you and I were once lost in. You know, they have a saying that we were found like we were ever really lost. And then, you know, God knew exactly where we were. But then there's a specific time where he pulled us out of darkness. We attempted to come out many times on our own strength, and it didn't work. We tried and failed. Because so many times we tried to get free intellectually, but there was never a heart change. It must be a heart change, not an intellectual change. I mean, you can learn the whole Bible and still be an idiot. You know? It's got to be a heart change. The heart. The heart is where the character, where your desires are. All your desires are. When your desires have changed, you become more in His image and likeness. Amen? Hallelujah. He shows the wrath of His power in the revealing works of His righteousness. Ephesians 2. Apparently they had I saw some of it last night, they had a powerful rally. If any of you saw it. And they didn't have any, they were unmasked. Nobody was wearing masks. They weren't hiding their faces anymore. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2, chapter 1. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. And you He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, and the spirit who now what? Works in the sons of what? Disobedience. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, and by His plan you've been saved. Raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His what? Workmanship. In other words, God's going to reveal Himself through us by changing us. He's going to reveal Himself through us by different desires we have now. By different choices we make. By areas of helps. Always giving glory to His name. Promoting the name of Christ. Amen. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should what? Walk in them. Hallelujah. Again, we are His revealed workmanship. People see a different love in us. They see a different character in us. Wherever we are, we resist the things of evil. We expose the things of evil. We respond and don't react. Amen? That's a different character, isn't it? Reactors are not connected. They're disconnected. Responders are connected. James chapter 2. Hallelujah. James chapter 2 and verse 14. Is everybody there? Anybody there? Let's speak it. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but does not have what? Works. Works. Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is what? It's dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble, but they don't have the works of God, do they? But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is what? Is dead. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made what? Perfect. Think about that. By the works, faith was made perfect. So as you serve the Lord, you are working, you are laboring unto God. Everything that you do, there's always an agenda to bring glory to your name. Is what am I doing bringing glory to his name? Or is it bringing shame to his name? My decisions, choices, whatever it is it bringing glory to his name or shame to his name? Remember, God is using now the body at this moment in time should be so raised up and revealed the works of God in them through the whole world. And that's what's raising up. That's what the enemy is trying to do. He's trying to crucify. He's trying to destroy the body of Christ. He's trying to behead as many people as they can. They're trying to discredit anything that is Christ-like or righteous or justice. Because it's the revealing works of God Almighty. Remember, what's going on here is not a battle between humans. It's a spiritual battle in a physical realm. And we can't lose sight of that. That's why it's important to be spiritually filled up, dressed up, prepared up, and battled up. Amen? Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2. Or 1 John chapter 3, sorry. First John chapter 3. Revealed works. In verse 4. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him doesn't sin. He who practices righteousness is righteous. Little children. Wait a minute. Whoever abides in him does not sin, and whoever sins has neither seen him or what? Known him. Whoever lives a life of sin doesn't know him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil. He who sins is of the devil. He who sins is whoever fellowships with darkness is of the devil. Remember, sin is the presence of evil. So if a person is revealing the works of the devil, then they're disconnected from light and connected to darkness. And they are blinded and don't know what causes them to stumble. They can't discern it. They've been veiled. They've been masked. And their fulfillment is nothing but flesh. That's where an individual falls in a state of grumbling, complaining, and blaming. And it doesn't matter whether you're a Christian or not. Anybody can fall from a child of God to a devil, child of the devil. Hallelujah. Verse 8. For he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, how does God destroy the works of the devil? He exposes them. Does everybody get it? How does he explain? Why? Light destroys darkness. He exposes the works. That's how he destroys it. He exposes the works of the enemy. Why? So people can resist it. He went to hell, disarmed the powers of darkness, gave us the keys, gave us everything for me and you to resist. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God. Okay. Whoever rejects righteousness is not of God. Remember, these are works. Nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you've heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. That's an area of respect. Works of righteousness or works of evil. Both of them are works. They're exposing. Amen? They're revealing. Titus chapter 1, verse 10. Oh, happy days. Titus 1, verse 10. Hallelujah. Revealed works. That's why the word always tells examine yourself. Amen? Examine yourself so that the world doesn't have to examine you. You know, one of the word the Lord always warns us. He said, you know, the spirit's willing and the flesh is weak. One of the things that people begin, that compromise, that complacency of prayer, is what will destroy a person. You know they skipped one or two days. After that, the world knows. Amen? Everybody else knows. You can't hide it. When I see things going on, the first thing I always ask, okay, they pray. Are you praying? People sometimes just write a note to Jesus. They slip it under his door. They never even knock. Verse 10. For there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the Christian faith, whose mouths must be stopped, plugged with a sock, who subvert whole households, teaching things which they ought not, for the sake of dishonest gain. He says one of them was a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, and lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply that they may be what? Sound in faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. Defiled and I want you to grab this because he said they first got defiled, then they became unbeliever. Prior to that, they were believing, then they got defiled. They meant a corruptible seed. Something was imparted. They agreed with something. Something happened. Listen, if you're not practicing what you've learned, you won't advance. It just doesn't work that way. Too many people are too lazy wanting everybody else to do it for them. It doesn't work that way. You must work out your own salvation. No one here can work out another person's salvation. You can push them in the river. But if they ain't willing to swim, they're going to drown. It's called cooperation. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even their mind and conscience are what? Defiled. They profess to know God. But they were reactors. Does everybody see this? These are works of reacting. And they deny him, because if they were responders, they would glorify him. because they're reactors, they deny him. Obviously, they're not practicing what they've learned from the word, putting it into practice. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? They profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominably disobedient and disqualified, disrespectful for every good work. Hallelujah. They know God, but not in works of righteousness, but works of evil, because they don't know him. But even in their works of evil, God's works are being revealed. Amen. 2 Corinthians 11. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 11. Second Corinthians 11, verse 12, let's speak it. But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may what? Cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. That means he can shapeshift. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of what? Righteousness, whose end will be according to their what? Their works. Why? Because they will be exposed, won't they? I say again, let no one think me a fool. If otherwise, at least receive me as a fool, then I may also boast a little. So Paul's saying, you know what? I ain't taking this garbage. I'm going to cut off everyone that tries to be like me in the image and likeness of Christ, who proclaims to be a Christian, but is not, who acts like a devil instead of Christ-like. I'm going to cut them off. Amen? And we see that all over the world, don't we? On TV, on the news, everything. It's amazing in how much, you know, like Netflix and so forth, that are owned and operated by Satan's kingdom, and how much they're promoting and they're putting these lies about Trump on there. It's incredible, and they cut off everything. You know, he says one word, and they say, oh, he said this. They never finish the sentence of what he said. It's pretty amazing. I mean, just all of these lies and whatever. I mean, you know, I don't get it. I think they all should just go to prison. I mean, it's nothing, as far as I'm concerned, it's just perjuring. It's all perjury. It's all lies. It's all anti-American. Amen? They're treasonous. They're trying to destroy the country. It blows me away. What happened to Seattle? Why didn't you wake up and do something and let these morons take over your city? Where were all the Christians in that place? Where were all the armed soldiers in that place? Letting some moron governor control evil. They should have thrown that person out of office. I mean, what's going on, man? Is there a bunch of wimps in the body of Christ where nobody's standing up? But I'm telling you, God is exposing, revealing, and he's releasing boldness to his people. Finally, I saw something, I forgot where it was, and it was a sheriff and in this town. And all the people were there. And they were all holding their guns. And in between each one was a person of color. And they said, we're united. There's no prejudice here, so stop believing that stuff. And we will fight for our city and for our town. You want to come over? He said, I'll give you my address. You can come and find me. We're waiting for you. I'm telling you that there's a civil war going on. You know that, right? What's going on? But it's imposed and promoted and influenced by the evil agenda of Satan's kingdom. And that's where people just don't get it. They think they're fighting for a cause that they don't even know. They hate, and they don't even know why they hate. Amen? Hallelujah. Psalm 19. People are concerned about being arrested. Well, they can only hold so many people in jail. Come on, you going to arrest the whole city? Maybe some people need to spend a night in jail. Then they would fight for freedom more. Praise God. Psalm 19. Praise God. See, an ex-con is experienced. What's your credentials? Prison. Don't make me cash my ticket in. Oh, happy days. Psalm 19, verse 1. Is everybody there? That's good. Let's speak it. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto night, unto day utter speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat or its refining fire. Hallelujah. Malachi 3. Nothing hidden from his heated presence and revealed works. Malachi 3. Glory. In verse 1, Malachi 3, 1, let's speak it. Behold, I send my messenger. Everyone say, I'm the messenger. And he will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a what? Refiner's fire, like a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in what? Righteousness. He refines, like a refining fire, purifying through trials and tribulations. Why? Because he's revealing his works. Amen? He's revealing his works. And Daniel 12. Daniel 12, verses 1 through 3. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble. Is there a lot of time of trouble right now? Yeah. Such as never was, there was a nation, even to that time, and at that time your people shall be delivered. So we know that God's word is three-dimensional. It's past, present, and future. And not only that, it repeats itself in many areas and in chaos times and so forth. So we know that this is actually a forerunning. We're in the shadows of things to come right now. Because there's going to be even greater time. But right now, we are, the country, the world, globally, is in a time of trouble. It's a time of chaos. Amen? And we've never seen this type of chaos, and it's leading to global war, which is trying to be prevented. Right now, there's civil war. And he says, and at that time, your people shall be delivered. So we know that we're going to be delivered from this. Everyone who's fallen written in the what? Book. The book of life. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall be awakened, and some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine. Those who know the truth, those who are unmasked, those who are unveiled. Don't anybody ask me why I don't wear a mask or gloves? Because I know the truth. It's that simple. Those who are wise shall shine, and like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteous, like the stars forever and ever. We will be wise and awake. We will be consistent and unmasked, and we will shine during this time. Amen? In Psalm 15. Verse 1. Who may abide in your tabernacle, and who may dwell in your holy hill? He who works, who walks uprightly, and works what? Righteousness. Again, your working of righteousness is revealing the works of God. We are the sign and wonder. Does everybody get this? You know, people, and don't get me wrong, we have testimonies, which is revealing the works of God. Salvation, revealing the works of God. Many have been, people have been delivered and healed. It's revealing the works of God. Amen. But afterwards, we have a testimony. That testimony is the revealing work of God in your life. Don't compromise it. Don't forget it. Don't hide it. Amen. Let it come out wherever you go. Hallelujah. He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his what? In his where? Not in his head. Where? In his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised. In other words, he doesn't promote what a vile person does. But he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not what? Change. Doesn't change. Doesn't change. Is consistent. Doesn't change. Doesn't sway. Doesn't compromise. Doesn't change, doesn't change, doesn't change. Stays on course no matter what. Is not led by emotions. Is not, hey, makes a mistake. He doesn't let failure take him out of place. Why? Because he knows God is with him. Everyone here has made a goofy thing. We've purchased something we shouldn't have. We've done something stupid. You know, there's a quick thing. It's called repent. Sorry, Lord, I really shouldn't have done that. I should have waited on you. I didn't. I moved. You know, man, just talk to your dad. Amen. He knows it, but don't keep doing it over and over. Hello? He who does not put out his money at usury, like drugs, alcohol, or bribes, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. And he who does these things shall never be moved. Shall never be moved from position. Of authority, position, and where God can work through you and show his handiworks through you. Amen? Remember, we are his workmanship. Romans 13. They're all over the place. So remember, we see all these attacks and all of these things and whatever. Remember, God is revealing his works. Everything the enemy tries to do, God's going to reveal his work. Verse 11. Verse 10, I'm sorry. Love does no harm. Is everybody there? Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this knowing the time that now is high time to what? Awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand, therefore let us cast off the works of darkness. The works of darkness, the works of darkness, the works of reacting, the works of thinking like a devil. And let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Put on Jesus and works of his righteousness. Remember, he's revealing his works through me and you. And I want to close at Psalm 62. And remember, God will destroy all those who do not regard the works of God. Amen. Psalm 62, verse 5. Let's speak it together. Is everybody there? My soul, wait silently for God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. You know, just releasing these words puts such protection around you. You're just taken into God's presence and protected. Verse 7. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Surely men of low degree are a vapor. Men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighed on the scales, they altogether lighter than vapor. Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. In other words, don't set your heart on the blessing. Set your heart on the blesser. God has spoken once. Twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. That means his revealing works. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy. For you render to each one according to his work. So if it's righteous works, it's works of God. If it's unrighteous works, it's works of the devil. And he will render to everyone according to their revealing works. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And I ask today, Lord, that you continue to protect the seed that's been imparted in each and every one of us. And that we will see your works being revealed in all the things that are going on in this world. And bring glory to your name in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.